Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. My first guest is somebody who's here to kind of talk to us about an event that's taking place tonight in the town of Norwell. Because of our conflicting schedules, we wasn't able to get them in, but we have Mr. Bill Malloy. He is a resident in the town of Norwell, and he is going to be, I believe, speaking tonight at town meeting, am I correct, about an article?
That's correct. It's article number 26 on the town warrant for Norwell, which is at the Norwell Middle School at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And this article is about a Legion Post and Community Center in the town of Norwell. The American Legion Post, or the American Legion, is the largest service organization, veteran service, in the United States. We're the only veteran service organization in the town of Norwell currently. And we're looking for a permanent home, something that we've been lacking for over 75 years. We've had different locations throughout the town, the old tack factory in Norwell, to town hall, to the Pine Street Fire Station, and currently we're meeting at the Council of Aging. I think what this article does is presents a unique opportunity to find a permanent home for the veterans in the town of Norwell to assist other veterans. First and foremost, that's our job.
And I believe that there's two sides to this coin, that there is, you do have members of the Board of Selectmen who are pushing for an alternative plan. What is that alternative plan?
That alternative plan is for affordable housing at the old police station site at 40 River Street, and that's supposed to be for 14 units is what they've discussed. I believe that 7 one-bedroom and 7 two-bedroom small apartments is what that article does.
So I'm sure that you have been probably going over and over and over in your mind how this might play out, how you're going to get up there, because I'm sure you're going to have your turn at the microphone.
Correct.
I don't necessarily know the setup, but I've been to enough town meetings to know that there's usually something, you know, folks will, when a conversation gets underway, that folks usually have kind of an idea how they think it's going to play out in their head. I'm sure that you don't want to necessarily knock down the merits of affordable housing. You just want to promote the idea of giving something back to the veterans and even giving a community center something that maybe the town lacks. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. No one opposes affordable housing, and we know we need more, especially over 55 housing in the town of Norwell. But this location itself, as I mentioned, is unique because it abuts the Veterans Town Common and also the Veterans Monument. And how often do you get an opportunity like that to possibly get a piece of property for a future Legion Post home and a community center in the center of Norwell?
Is a part of your talk to the residents, or you're part of trying to advocate for this, what is it going to cost? What are the expenses? Because I think that would be one thing. In order to convert this, there's going to take a dollar amount. Is that something you're going to have to come to a future town meeting and ask for residents to appropriate funds for this?
Right now, our estimates for the total cost for constructing this post is about $950,000. And that's from demolition to construction of the post and community center itself. A lot of that will be through fundraising. Much of it will be through donations in labor as well. We have many different organizations who've donated labor, and we have some individuals who've also approached us, some of donating a kitchen. Some want to name the great room after a veteran family member or something like that. So we have promises that if we do able to get a vote on our behalf, that we will get up and going immediately.
Now, would you look to demolish the entire police station, or would you save any of the structure? What is the plan going if you are successful tonight at town meeting?
Our plan is to, yes, the old police station will be destroyed. And actually, both articles call for that. There's an old firing range downstairs. There's some asbestos in the building.
So it definitely
needs to come down. And our construction is going to be a slab type. We're going to bring it right back to a slab. And we will not have just be
foundation.
One floor. So it'll be easier for disabled veterans or elderly or the senior people to get in and out of the building. There'll be no elevator. So it's going to be a simple construction, great room with a full kitchen. Breakout meeting rooms for people to talk and discuss, especially veterans, if they want to talk amongst themselves, as well as we're going to have a small members lounge that's going to be restricted in the back.
What are some of the things that you're anticipating, questions that you may have to field? I mean, again, I'm sure ATD is going to be there. We'll be covering the merits of the conversation for this and other articles that might become, you know, passionate residents get up and speak to. But what do you feel are going to be some of the arguments against doing such a thing?
Well, I think one of the big questions we've had, which I feel we've answered as well, is parking in downtown Norwell. It's always been an issue, whether it's the Cushing Center not having enough parking for their functions or the James Library or even the church. And so right now, we're going to conform with a new town bylaw that was done, I believe, about 2 years ago. And we're going to have a simple parking garage, parking structure that will accommodate up to 70 parking spaces as well as handicap spaces around the building. And we've actually offered that to the Cushing Center and to the James Library's overflow parking for when they have events as well. So that was one of the big questions we had, was just on parking, because that always seems to be a problem with any event in the center of Norwell.
No, it's never at a premium, as you would think, anywhere else.
Correct.
I want to definitely wish you the best of luck in putting – is this your first time taking the floor of town meeting, or have you ever, or have you done it previously for another reason?
I actually did it last year at town meeting as well. To let the
so you're a repeat offender.
I'm a repeat offender.
Very cool. Very cool.
I think that one of the big things that the American Legion offers, as well as the community, is our youth mentorship and sponsorship. We sponsor Girls and Boys State every year. Last year we had 3 boys and 1 girls that we offered scholarships. We also have baseball teams, basketball teams. We have an oratorical contest. So we're very involved in scholarships. And that's one of the things that when we look to our sister post over in Hanover, who offers this year 8 scholarships. Hopefully one day we can get up there that we can offer 8 scholarships for needy Norwell students that need that to go to college.
Yeah, speaking with Bill Malloy, talking about Article 26 on Norwell's town meeting warrant tonight. Now, I need you to make me a small promise, Bill, and that is if you are successful via the folks at town meeting tonight in having this be made a post and a community room, that when you do any further outreach to maybe you have an events and stuff, that you'll come to the folks here on Monday Night Talk and kind of promote those events to help raise those funds if you are, in fact, successful tonight.
Thank you, and I look forward to it. And hopefully, with the community support, we'll be successful at town meeting this evening.
Now, does the American Legion have a website so folks want to kind of follow along with what you guys are doing? Do you have such a...
We do have a website. We've actually been meeting with different groups throughout the town, and we've had we did 3 informational seminars but prior to town meeting to inform, and it was open to anyone, and just to inform the general public what our vision was for this property and how we can help support the town. And we think that this is for the greater good of the community that... we're going to have a bigger impact, and not against affordable housing. We think they definitely have a need, and just not at this location.
Okay. Once again, remind folks, it's going to be taking place. Where is Norwell Town Meeting taking place?
It's Norwell Middle School, 7:30 this evening.
Bill, thank you so much for coming in and sharing these details, which we could have got you in a week or two earlier, but it was not to be, but we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
We're going to step aside, and when we come back in a few moments, we will speak with former Brockton Mayor Jack Units, who will join us in studio, as well as the COO of Rush Street Gaming, David Patton, to talk about a big vote coming up on May 12th regarding a proposed resort-style casino in the city of Brockton. So please stay tuned for that conversation and more right here on Monday Night Talk.